Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Hi, everybody. I'm Bridget Bergen, in for Melissa Harris-Perry, and this is The Takeaway. Pride Month is all about celebrating the LGBTQ community and bringing light to issues the community still faces, ranging from homophobia and transphobia to economic insecurity to civil rights and liberties. And today, we're highlighting another set of issues, something that members of the B in LGBTQ struggle with, biphobia and bi erasure. Many people in the bi plus community, which includes bisexual, pansexual, omnisexual folks, among others, feel invisible, invalidated, and dismissed by members in and outside of the LGBTQ community. Pressured to choose a side, in other words, to identify as straight or gay, many bi plus people find themselves in limbo when it comes to finding acceptance and understanding, and as a consequence, can struggle with adverse physical and mental health issues. In fact, according to the Bisexual Resource Center, bi plus people face even higher rates of depression and anxiety than lesbians and gay men. For more on this, I'm joined now by Belle Haggett-Silverman, president of the Board of Directors of the Bisexual Resource Center. Welcome to The Takeaway, Belle.
Thank you so much, Bridget.
So let's just start out with some Bi 101. What is the plus in Bi Plus, and who makes up the community?
Absolutely. Yeah. So here at the Bisexual Resource Center, the BRC, we use bi plus as an umbrella term to represent the community that has come together around their sexuality that is more expansive than one gender. Anyone who is attracted to more than one gender, whether it's physically, emotionally, or sexually, such that they might identify as bisexual, pansexual, or many other beautiful labels like queer or fluid.
And what are cultural or societal myths or perceptions about bi plus people? And what do people often get wrong?
There are so many. And it can be kind of culturally specific to the different cultures that people exist in. But a couple examples might be that a bisexual plus person might be promiscuous, perhaps that they are confused, perhaps that they are doing a performance either for male attention or to be edgy. There are lots of these misunderstandings of bisexual plus community that result in serious stigma that can be different for different genders. Bi men and bi women and bi non-binary people do tend to face different types of stigmas, but all bi plus people often are subjected to these myths and misunderstandings.
It sounds like you're starting maybe to talk about bi antagonism or biphobia. Can you talk about how they impact people in the bi plus community?
Yeah, and I can use a little bit of my personal story as well, knowing that it can be different for everybody. But, you know, I grew up in a community which was relatively LGBTQ affirming, and I was very lucky to have that space. And still, while I was growing up and when I was coming out, I received messages both from my queer friends and from my straight family and friends as well, saying, oh, you know, you think you're bisexual now, but you're going to figure out who you are later, and then you'll get to kind of grow up into your real sexuality. And that never happened because I am bisexual, and that is who I am, and that's who I think I will always be. And it wasn't until I got to go to a Bisexual Resource Center support group for the first time that I really experienced what it was like to be affirmed and celebrated for who I was. And I had such a physical reaction to that. It felt like lightness in my chest after decades of being told that I was less than or confused or, you know, not queer enough or straight enough to really find community.
Belle, are there stigmas and misconceptions about bi plus men, and are they different than for women?
Yes. And again, kind of culturally dependent, can vary depending on where you are. However, bi men tend to face very particular stigmas around their sexuality. More folks may be less willing to accept that a bisexual man exists. You'll see sometimes research that is done just to prove that they exist, as if just talking to bisexual men is not enough. But we have, I think, here in the American context, an understanding that perhaps women are more sexually expansive or fluid, and that's kind of built into our culture, but we don't have those same understandings for bi men. That said, bi women face different stigmas as well. They may be over-sexualized or accused of performing this sexuality to seem attractive or to be able to be more interesting, and that can have really profound impacts too on bi women, and in particular, sexual and domestic violence. The rates for bi women are really high. So no matter what gender you are in the bi plus community, there are kind of distinct stigmas that surround those identities.
What about intersectionality? Are there issues that other groups within the bi plus community experience?
Absolutely. And, you know, this community is so diverse and vibrant. And it's one of the wonderful things about being in the bi plus community. And also that means that there are stigmas that are attached to the intersections of that identity. Bi plus identity has a large intersection with Black identity as well. Black women are some of the most likely to identify as bisexual. And of course, as we were talking about, that comes with particular stigmas and hardships that are faced because of those stigmas and the lack of community. But it goes beyond race as well. You know, bisexual identity and disability status has a really large intersection. And, you know, so many other people cross-cutting all these beautiful different identities do unfortunately come with their own stigmas. And, you know, services need to cater to those intersections.
Well, let's talk about what are some of the resources for bi plus people facing some of these stigmas.
I think the biggest thing that can be really helpful for a lot of people is to get educated and get connected. Organizations like the Bisexual Resource Center, but there are many out there like Still Bisexual and the Bisexual Organizing Project, are out there to make sure that we have good information about what it means to be bi and bi plus. Getting educated and educating those around you can help you make sure that you're feeling less alone and that you've got good information to battle some of these myths and misconceptions. And then the second part is get connected. I mentioned my story about connecting with a support group and how important that was to me. And even just being a part of the board of the Bisexual Resource Center is affirming and allows me to express my queer identity in a way that is affirming. I really believe that if everyone had access to quality community that is not just accepting, but celebrating that whole bisexual person, that some of those adverse mental and physical health outcomes would be mitigated just through the power of community.
I'm wondering, what gives you hope for the future of the bi community?
What gives me hope is that the number of young people who are identifying as bisexual goes up every year. And what that tells me is two things. One, that the future is very bi and we have this brilliant future coming for us. But the other is that they're feeling more comfortable and that there's a little bit less stigma for every generation that's coming after me. And that gives me enormous hope. And, you know, I really just believe that if we were able to come together and kind of build a movement of bi acceptance, you know, with our allies, with the bi plus community and all its diverse beauty, that we can build that future that's a little kinder for bi plus people everywhere.
Belle Haggett-Silverman is president of the board of directors of the Bisexual Resource Center. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much, Bridget. It was a pleasure.